For Local Exposure, I'm Michael Grayson at WVXU. Thanks for listening and checking us out. Willie Porter on the line, Milwaukee-based singer-songwriter. Willie, good evening or afternoon, depending on where we are in time zones. I appreciate you being with us this afternoon.
Great to be here. Thank you, Michael.
Also on the line, Carmen Nickerson, who is Willie's performing partner these days, and we'll be talking to both of you about some of the great music that you guys are producing. Willie will be performing at the Ludlow Garage in Cincinnati Thursday, October 26th. Carmen, will you be along on that show?
I will be.
The latest CD is Bonfire to Ash, released last November, about 10 months ago now. And there's some great songs on this record, as you'd expect. I mean, Willie, I've been hearing your music for, 10, 13 years? The first one I discovered was the self-titled one, Willie Porter. And then I kind of went backwards and then forwards with your music since then. But gosh, I've just appreciated the opportunity to play your music and, of course, just to listen to it, too. And it just keeps getting better and better. And Bonfire to Ash, some outstanding songs on that. Tell me, both of you now, tell me about the partnership between Carmen Nickerson and Willie Porter. How did that start and how long ago did that start?
It's been about 7 years, and Willie's bass player, I was in a different band with his bass player, so he connected us and thought we should work together.
7 years back, so then have you been on some of the albums and I didn't even notice you?
I was, I think. A lot of harmonies on the previous two albums, Cheeseburgers and Gasoline and Human Kindness.
Well, it's nice when you find someone who you just click with musically. And the fact that I didn't notice you were there probably speaks volumes to how well it fit. Like you were supposed to be there, and I didn't even think about it. But you're featured a whole lot more on Bonfire, and it's kind of nice. Has it been an adjustment for both of you to go from working solo to working with another vocalist?
Not so much. I think one of the adjustments for me was that in terms of songwriting, you know, writing with somebody else's voice in mind and writing also for vocal arrangements, you know, that's a little different. I think the narrator voice in a lot of these tunes is very different than work that I've done in the past. And that was one of the main appeals for me, was that, you know, I didn't have to necessarily be who I was. And after doing this for a long time and making a few records, I think most of the songwriters do get a little tired of how they see things. And so it's good to have somebody else's perspective. And I think that's, you know, both on stage and off, that's been really helpful.
Great songs on the record. Living Proof, and I just went through the album again here a couple of days ago, and Living Proof, I'm going, well, I've heard this song before. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, that's the one you did on Prairie Home Companion, right?
We didn't know, but maybe it feels like it should be on Prairie Home Companion. We just hadn't put the record out yet, so otherwise we probably would have done it.
That's the one with the boots at the door, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. What a great song. And again, taking the narrative and saying something with a song. And you've done that with all your songs through the years. You got a song, but then underneath that song, there's something going on. It's either some great emotion, a good story, or some philosophy, or some other ideas. And I appreciate that. I appreciate the depth that you give to your music. And some good mix of songs on there, too, with Earthquake. Like Sign too very much.
Thank you.
You just pick some good ones. What do you have favorites?
I love Living Proof. It's really, you know, it's kind of a universal idea, but it's sung through the lens of Carmen's family in Iowa. And so that was a really fun song to write and collaborate on, because the way we do things together, usually one of us is sort of doing the heavy lifting and the other person is cheerleading. And but we both sort of push each other to finish things and also show up with what the story of our lives, you know, what matters to us or what perspectives we want to explore. So that's really fun. And Earthquake, you know, between Earthquake and Living Proof, there's a lot of distance there in terms of experience and who those characters are in the songs. And that's just a fun thing to not feel limited by what you're writing about. I don't feel any limitations with Carm, so that's been really fun.
And if some people listening to this are not familiar with the music of Willie Porter and Carmen Nickerson, please check it out online. I found Bonfire to Ash on willieporter.bandcamp.com, or just Google Willie and you'll find a whole bunch of stuff there. And
Willie with a Y.
Willie with a Y. I was about to say that. And there's some great music there. I really encourage you to listen to it. Not only the stuff from the new album, but some of the older stuff too, because there's just some good music there. And speaking of writing from the heart and from things you care about and the passions you have, I wasn't aware that you were involved quite so much in some charities around the Milwaukee area, raising a lot of money with some benefit concerts for some good organizations.
That's really been a fun thing for us to be a part of, and I've been working with Advocates of Ozaukee, I think, for 11 or 12 years now, which is a shelter for victims of domestic violence and sexual abuse, and it's near and dear to me because it's right in my community, and I love the idea that we can come together to support people getting back on their feet again, you know, and finding some sunshine in their lives. So that's been really, really gratifying to work with them. Great people.
And I think it's nice when people who have a stage and have an audience use it to promote some good projects. So thanks to you for doing that. Thanks to you for coming to Cincinnati, too. We'll see you on Thursday, October 26th at the Ludlow Garage. Willie Porter, along with Carmen Nickerson. And we encourage you to check out the music. Do you have a regular website?
I do, and Carmen's got one as well. And I just want to say I love coming to Cincinnati, Land of the Bears, and Adrian Belew, and Ralph Fetters, and Over the Rhine. There's so much deep guitar intelligentsia in Cincinnati. So I love your town and just can't wait to come back.
Thank you for joining us here at WVXU, and we'll look forward for the show. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. For local exposure on WVXU, I'm Michael Grayson.